Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Respectable Trade by Philippa Gregory. Read by Adjoa Ando.
This book is dedicated to the children of Sika village in the Gambia and to all the peoples of Africa, wherever they are today. Chapter 1. Imehuru woke at dawn with the air cool on his outstretched body. He opened his eyes in the half-darkness and sniffed the air as if the light wind might bring him some strange scent. His dream, an uneasy vision of a ship slipping her anchor in shadows and sailing quietly down a deep rocky gorge, was with him still. He got up from his sleeping platform, wrapped a sheet around him and went quietly to the door. The city of Oyo was silent. He looked down his street. No light showed. Only in the massive palace wall could he see a moving light as a servant walked from room to room, the torch shining from each window he passed. There was nothing to fear. There was nothing to make him uneasy. Yet still he stood wakeful and listening, as if the coop, coop, coop of the hunting owls or the little squeaks from the bats which clung around the stone towers of the palace might bring him a warning. He gave a little shiver and turned from the doorway. The dream had been very clear. Just one image of a looped rope dropping from a stone quayside and snaking through the water to the prow of a ship, whipping its way up the side as it was hauled in, and then the ship moving silently away from the land. There should be nothing to fear in such a sight, but the dream had been darkened by a brooding sense of threat, which lived with him still. He called quietly for his slave boy Siko, who slept at the foot of his bed.
"Make tea,"
he said shortly, as the boy appeared, rubbing his eyes.
"It's the middle of the night,"
the boy protested, and then stopped when he saw Mehuru's look.
"Yes, master."
Mehuru waited in the doorway until the boy put the little brass cup of mint tea into his hand. The sharp aromatic scent of it comforted him. There had been a stink in his dream, a stink of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?